I'd like to thank Raphael and Elsevier for letting us discuss our experience with developing a couple apps for the Cyverse platform. We worked on a couple apps for enabling cancer modeling with existing cancer model resources. So the purpose of our apps were to provide cancer researchers with tools to help locate relevant in vivo, in vitro, and in silico biological models to help with their research. We were working with Massachusetts General Hospital, Tom Dysbach, on the science side of things. Our company did the application development and the data integration, and then Elsevier helped us out with the concept refinement and Cyverse platform support. My company has been working on NIH-funded research for the last 15 years in machine learning, decision support, computer automation, computational semantics, with the purpose of making medical research more efficient and reduce errors in healthcare. This is a list of some of the applications that we've developed and commercialized over the years. Our latest product, GeneTegra, is a semantic data integration platform for the life sciences, which has just been installed at Roswell Park Cancer Institute in Buffalo, New York, to help them with their research on integrating pathology data with biospecimen data to further their research. MGH, Tom runs the Complex Biosystems Modeling Laboratory, which is an interdisciplinary team for integrative cancer research. They're working on developing multi-scale agent-based tumor models and in silico models of genetic instability and carrying capacity. So basically, they're creating simulations of cancer tumors, tumor response to different chemicals, to further the knowledge in cancer. And Tom and the Complex Biosystems Modeling Laboratory also have launched the Center for the Development of a Virtual Tumor, which is an infrastructure to support in silico cancer research. There's a website, civa.org, where researchers in cancer modeling can go and discuss articles and collaborate on projects. They've developed a digital model repository where they can actually upload their executable cancer models and share them with other researchers so that they can run those cancer models and get their own against their own data and see how that model responds to their parameters. And we've put together a computational model execution framework that actually runs those models in the cloud, so they don't have to download the models and run them on their own computer. They just click on the model in the website, pass in their parameters, and see what the simulation results are. So for the past 5 years, we've been working with MGH and the Center for the Development of a Virtual Tumor to help expand the CIVET platform to provide a cancer biomedical informatics grid interface, which is basically a standardized secure web service on the CABIG platform that makes it easier to query cancer-related databases. We've implemented the framework for executing computational models in the cloud. We're currently working with the European Union and a group of researchers there to build a similar cancer model repository and working on interoperability between those two repositories so that researchers in the US and in the EU can execute and share their models. And of course, we've integrated the CIVET into the cross-database search that we've done for the Cyverse app here. So CIVET's digital model repository is one of the sources of data that we use. So of the two applications, the first application that we put together was the Cancer Models Gateway. And the problem that we were trying to solve is that system biology approaches, such as computational cancer modeling, draws data from a variety of different sources. And the challenge is finding out where those sources are and then finding that data. instead of having to go to many different databases and perform many different searches, it would be much more efficient to have a single point of entry to perform that search and get all of your results back. So the cancer model database searches for in vivo, in vitro, and in silico biological models through NCI's cancer model database and CIVET's digital model repository. The second application that we put together, the Cancer Images Gateway, actually looks at an article and tries to place resources in the context of that article. So, for example, if an article is related to epidermal growth factor receptor, you might want to see a list of mouse models that are targeting EGFR or images of response to different drugs. So the Cancer Image Gateway basically links the terms in the article to searches on CA Image and CA Mod in order to show relevant resources to that particular article. And I'll go through kind of a simple overview of what the applications actually look like on the platform. But these are our three data sources that we actually integrated on the platform. And all three of them are sponsored by the NCI, providing cancer resources. So the Cancer Models Gateway, this basic use case is if we go into Science Direct and search for EGFR regulation, what exactly happens? And the main search occurs on the Science Direct platform, but also our application appears on the same page, providing 69 search results for EGFR regulation in CAMOD and CIVET. And you can expand that to see additional details and click on an individual model to see the details of that model, in this case, BLGIF2, which is listed in CAMOD. And then we link back to the data, the source data on CAMOD, so that if the researcher wanted to obtain this mouse model from the researcher, the PI, they can get that contact information there and actually obtain the research data directly without having to go to this secondary system. The basic architecture here, I'll just go through quickly, is the digital model repository and the CAMOD database both have CABIG interfaces, web services, XML web service interfaces that let us basically index the content fairly easily, and we created a index of these services to help drive our searches. So we have a web service that we have running that serves the results from any of the searches coming from either Elsevier or a second website that we set up to just run these searches. And the actual application that we installed in the Cyverse platform is fairly straightforward for this one. And what's really nice about this model of application is that there's only one real line of code that you need to add to any application model to tie into any type of search engine. So you could easily tie in a Google search or a Yahoo search or any other web service search just by changing the URL here, and the results get presented in an application. So just getting a website, a search site like the Cancer Model site as an application is a very straightforward and simple process. The Cancer Images Gateway is a little more complex example where we integrate with the actual article's content. So taking one of the articles about progesterone receptor and SRC1 and clicking on that article, what we do is actually parse the keywords in the article to drive a search on the Cancer Images application. So the user doesn't have to enter in any additional information. We already show the 49 related images or models related to the keywords in the article. And we also highlight all of the keywords that are indexed in the Cancer Images system so that you can click on each individual term or any individual term to find out any of the cancer images or cancer models that may be related to EGFR or cyclin D1. So in this case, clicking on EGFR would drive a search for any of the models with EGFR. And clicking on one of the results would display the results from CA Image, along with the contact information for the principal investigator so that they can go and retrieve that mouse model in this case. And again, what we decided to do, instead of trying to do a live search on these different websites, the problem that we had was performance response from the different websites. We indexed all the content into our Cancer Images index in order to have a much more rapid response to the search results. The Cyverse application module here is a lot more complex because we're linking with the text, we're processing their keywords. You know, ultimately, there's probably 200 or 300 lines of JavaScript here in terms of parsing out the text and working with the keywords. So it's a much more complex way to integrate the application. So just our feedback about the platform and what we kind of would like to see as future work. From Elsevier, the partner value, we see them wanting to help researchers become more efficient and increase the value of the content on Science Direct to the users and institutions that are subscribing to the platform. From MGH, they're looking to increase interest in computational modeling to support systems biology and medicine. They're trying to get more exposure to the computational modeling platform and building the community, exposing it to a greater range of people. And the Science Direct user base is a really good platform to approach to try to drive more use of the CVIT platform. And then from our perspective, it's very nice to be able to apply the NIH research that we've developed to semantic search technology to actually get exposure as a CABIG support service provider and basically highlight our expertise in application development and software services. So some of the things that we like about the platform is that their API documentation is very useful. It has helpful working examples. You're able to actually do live testing on the Cyverse platform on Science Direct without opening up the application to the users. So you actually get to work on live data in a private sandbox. There are developer discussion forums that Cyverse team actually frequents and answers your questions, so it's very nice. And there are some bugs in some of the APIs that they have, but they have well-documented workarounds for actually addressing that. So there's a very good support structure in place for building the apps. Some of the things that we didn't really like too much or were challenging is that you know, the platform's kind of in development, and it's relying on some of older open source APIs like Google Gears beta, jQuery, and open source. So sometimes it's hard to find documentation about those standards. Developer documentation for the XML module specs are a little bit unclear. So there's some things related to these open source projects that could be better documented. Applications within the framework, because there's so much JavaScript in order to link keywords and link text within the article, having more than two or three of these apps in your browser running at the same time can really slow down the browser and make really browsing articles unusable. And then cross-domain scripting, some things like using JavaScript libraries to make things more efficient are a little more difficult because we're embedded in an iframe on the ScienceDirect platform. So things like analytics, usage tracking, and accessing server-hosted APIs are a little more challenging. So some of the things that we would like to see as future work is really expanding our system to search more cancer-related databases, molecular data, genetic data, protein, and pathways, and add in the cancer models that we're working on with the Europeans, as well as some of the established models in the biomodels database, allowing for personalization so that if a researcher is only interested in a subset of these data sets, that they can actually pre-filter this data and also only present the application if they are browsing articles related to cancer. If they're dealing with mathematics or physics, we shouldn't automatically show the article. And then interactivity, actually being able to allow the scientists to select the tables and the data in the article and drive that as input to computational cancer models to do the simulations that researchers would want to do. So thank you very much.